Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. I go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free. I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? There's no one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep.
I now know that I am the revival of a love story. Thank you. As I tip my hat. A revival of a love story is you. It is me. It is all that we are on this planet to reveal that we are the love story. Sherry Marie reminding us how we can use our natural inner power to attract our soulmate. You want that one person? I don't know. Maybe you think they're everywhere. Maybe it should be just one soulmate in this whole planet. And you, okay, just get into the show first. Come on now. Don't serve the main course yet. Start with the music. Okay. We're just getting carried away. Sherry Marie. Revival of a love story. You are it, and you are listening to Life Conversations Radio. Well, you listen to the Ask Life Coach at the radio show. So let me just start from the beginning, because I don't know why, but I didn't even think I was going to be this hyped. Okay, I need to meditate. Hold on, I forgot to meditate before the show. Om Shanti Om. I am the love that I'm looking for. I am wonderful. Okay, I'm back. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Not only do we are that place where change begins, we're the place where change is inspired. We want to activate your consciousness. We want to activate thoughts. We want to get you thinking about something you hadn't thought of before, things that you've thought of before that you put to the side, and you catch a new awareness of who you are. And when you catch a new awareness of who you are, you become aware to the fact that you matter, that you're enough, that you are making a difference, that every thought you're thinking creates on some level. What you're feeling right now is making a difference on this planet. So we welcome you. We welcome you to this house of love. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, the Naughty Professor. Yeah, and anything else you want to call me. And as I always say, whatever you call me is simply a reflection of your consciousness. So, and I know that everybody that's listening to the show are loving and caring and peaceful and all that other good stuff. So call me what you will. Yes. The theme for this month is loving what is. Loving what is. And now we want to continue that love conversation. And Mimi Williams is going to be joining us soon to share how to use your natural inner power to attract your soulmate. I'm ready to have fun. And what else do I need to tell you? Well, I just need to tell you right now, well, I need to welcome listeners. Those of you listening on the phone lines, thank you for being here. Those of you listening on, online, thank you for tuning in. And those of you that are listening to the archive right now, thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time, for saying, you know, I want to hear about this. Oh, this is just what I was talking about. So thank you. Thank you for tuning in to yourself, for tuning in to your life, and then tuning in to LifeConversationsRadio.com. Because the truth is, you must tune into yourself first. And because you tuned into yourself, you were led here. It starts with you and it ends with you. So whatever you're moving through, whatever you're going through, you are the answer. And we are here to just hold a universal transformation mirror to help you see who you really are. There is nothing that you don't know. You know the answer already. We're just here to remind you. We're your reminder. We're your universal alarm system. Like, no need to press this snooze button. Wake up. And now, let's bring Celeste Morgan on to share her energy with you. And hey Celeste, how are you?
Hello, Life Coach Today. I am doing wonderful. Feeling that solar energy that you're sending out. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to hearing Miss Mimi today. It's going to be a wonderful show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So what you got for us today?
Today I have your announcements, so let me get right to it.
Wow, I love announcements. What do you have to share with us? Ooh, I know you got some good stuff to tell us. I'm listening. Okay,
I'm so excited. Yes.
I'll be
wonderful. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you are dealing with so Life Coach Today and Mimi Williams can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for a Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like him to take on for an upcoming show. What's moving you today? Let's find out and see how he takes it on. It's going to be fun. The theme for the month of February is Loving What Is, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, we're going to have a brotherly conversation about relationships with the poet Marc Marcel. Get the male perspective when Life Coach Today and Marc come together during this love week. You don't want to miss this. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations radio network. Be sure to join Embassa Safira for the play experience. Have you purposefully loved and appreciated you? If not, take a step on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today air on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. Also, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
What's up, Celeste? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm having fun.
<That's>
Hey, are you looking forward to... Look, I'm so excited.
Oh, go ahead.
Are you looking forward to people calling you in? Well, not calling you, but emailing their ideas for upcoming shows?
Oh, I think that's amazing, you know, because you know, you and I talked about the shift that I'm thinking. So I look forward to that, you know, because, you know, that's the thing about this thing, we call truth, spiritual truth. And you know, I say this, truth is nothing until it becomes aware of life. Now, people get excited, well, for lack of a better word, excited about what they hear, what they read, what they see, and like, oh, wow. But unless, you know, what you're hearing you can apply in your life, then it really doesn't matter. So to actually have people sharing their ideas, and, you know, I think she's good for the radio network. I think it's good for to speak to what people need, because, you know, there's so much, and it's time for us to ask, to speak up. And this truth, this thing called truth is quite simple. It's really quite simple, but we just make it complicated. This whole thing about love is simple. Romantic relationship is simple, but we make it complicated. So, yeah, bring it on.
And start acting simple. Okay, I'm done.
Yes. No. Yeah. Well, your
other version of simple.
Your simple is different. Your simple. But it is true. You know, but the truth is, I've been really thinking about this conversation today. Use your inner power to attract soulmates. And I've just been going back and forth about definitions of soulmates and what it means, looked online. But then I just said, you know what, forget it. I'm not even trying to get no definition. I'm just going to let the whole thing come out. And what I mean, not trying to get a definition, just to kind of hear what others are saying. What I'm really, what I'm in touch with today is that whatever label we want to give the person we want to be in a relationship with, or the relationship we're in, the title has little to do with the experience that you're having in the relationship. You know, because you know, you can have a soul. You can believe that you have a soulmate, and one day that pissed the hell out of you. You're like, what? You're my soulmate. You're not supposed to do this. Oh, maybe they are. Maybe they're supposed to help you break open some more. You know, I even have questions about, is it possible to be in a relationship with somebody that you know is your soulmate, or your twin flame, or whatever you want to call them, or your love of your life, and whatever you want to call them, okay? And they have an affair. And if your soulmate, twin flame, love of your life, have an affair, would you take them back? Just, ah, it doesn't matter. We're soulmates. You know, just some of the point.
I cannot wait to hear that answer. What do you say? Nobody can cheat on you.
Oh yeah.
See, Mimi's not even here for this yet.
Well, yeah, you want to? We're gonna go deep with that one. We're gonna talk about that. But you know, I mean, because for me, it, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner. People are thinking about love, and sometimes the spiritual truth and conversation that we have, some people tend to think they're not supposed to be in a relationship, or to be in a romantic relationship, you have to look a certain kind of way. But the truth is, the relationship could be the way you want it to look. You get to create it anyway. But anyway.
Wow. Break it down, Life Coach Today. You're so ready for this conversation.
I am ready. You know, I'm ready to set myself free. I'm ready to set my sister free. I'm ready to set the world free. We got too much stuff getting in the way of what we really want. We got too much stuff getting in the way of what we're feeling. All this spiritual stuff, and I'm feeling something else.
See, I'm about to call out somebody who's on the line right now, Glowing Gooch. I know she's got some things to add to this conversation. I cannot wait. I cannot wait till she press one. Okay, I'm done calling people out.
Yeah, I know. You're going to get called out while calling people out.
I surrender.
I surrender. Thank you, Celeste. Yes, my pleasure. See you
around one. Yes, I'll be there around one.
Ah, yes, surrender is the key. Celeste talked about surrendering. Surrender is the key. Today we're talking about using your inner, your natural inner power to attract your soulmate. What do you want? What are you looking for? What would you like to experience? How would you know that you've got the kind of relationship that you want? You know? And what you say you're looking for, are you that now? Are you looking for somebody to love you unconditionally, but you can't even cut yourself a slack? Because if you can't cut yourself a slack, you know, when the person's loving you unconditionally, you're like, yeah, I know, but I should know about this already. Oh, I think she's not going to like me. I think he's going to just leave me because I don't love myself. But you know, unless you know love, and knowing love, that's a whole show by itself. What is love? It's an ongoing thing. It's ever evolving and revolving. And every day, the people we come in contact with help us remember who who and what we are and what love is. We get to define it for ourselves. We get to say, we get to really say, I'm choosing to be happy even if I am alone. I'm choosing to be happy even if I'm in a relationship that is not working working out the way I want it to right now. I'm choosing to be happy, to be joyful, even though the woman I love, the man I love, we're separated, we're not talking, or we divorce, or I regret divorcing, I regret separating, whatever it is, right now, I welcome you. I welcome you to give yourself permission. That's right. Not only inviting you, I'm welcoming you. I'm creating this space for you to say, you know what? I deserve to be loved, and I love myself just as I am. We're taking your questions. We're taking your comments. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach. Ask Life Coach. Yeah. You can ask the Life Coach. The fan page, like page, Ask Life Coach at a fan page or the Life Conversations Radio fan page. Post your questions there. If you can't call in, you're not supposed to call in, or you're not even supposed to be listening to the show, but you know you got to listen. I don't care. I got to listen. They can't tell me what to listen to, but I wish I could call in. Well, you can go to the Cafe Where Secrets Are Kept Facebook. If you want to keep a secret, put it on Facebook. Good luck. If you take that seriously, it's on you. But if you really want to keep a secret, if you really want to share your secret with us, if you've got something you're moving through that you're dealing with, that you're struggling with, but you don't want to put it on Facebook, don't want to put your business out there because you're like, oh, I don't know. Or maybe you just can't get online on Facebook. I invite you to send an email to ask at lifecoachada.com. A-S-K at lifecoachade.com. We'll be happy to answer your questions and get to you. And, maybe you're in a relationship and you're struggling. Maybe things are not working out the way you want it to. Maybe you feel like you're so close, but somehow you're so far. Maybe you're so ready for love, you've done all your work, and you still can't find the right person. You're just struggling. You're just struggling. Well, you're in the right place. Bring your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disbelief, your disagreement. We welcome it all. This is the house of love, and we have set the intention to support you on your transformation. You got to be willing. You got to say yes. If you want to know love in a different way, woo, be ready to clear out some mess, some junk, some old ways of being. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com. And we're going to take a music break. Maybe we'll take a break. We'll take a mute. Well, we'll do mute. No. How are you going to do it? I don't know. I'm deciding on the spot. I'm living in a moment. Sometimes living in a moment is just what it is. Okay, let's take a break first. We'll take a break. And then we'll do some music, and we're going to bring Mimi, because Mimi's got that magic wand to help you to activate your natural inner power to attract that soulmate that is within you. And you know, whoever you made him with last night, that's your soulmate. So if you're mating with folks you don't need to be mating with, you better stop it. Did I just say that? I sure did, and there's nothing you can do about it. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. And right here, right now, we are daring you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
You know, because what you're experiencing right now is a direct reflection of the thoughts you've been thinking, of what you've been feeling, of what you've been putting out there. Call many names. You know, what you put out, what is that phrase again? You reap what you sow, law of attraction. Your intention. Woo! That's the question. What seed did you sow if you ain't got nobody? Maybe you be thinking, I ain't never gonna find nobody. Well, if you're enjoying life, or you're just anticipating the joy, the greatness, all you gotta do right now in this moment, check your intention. Yes, it's time to bring on Mimi Williams. Let's see what we're doing here. Let me bring up her bio. Let me tell you a little something about Mimi Williams. She got some magic. She got some sacred magic, sacred medicine to activate the best in you. Let me read a little bit about her. Don't want to have that music underneath for me. I can't stay focused and read. Patience. Don't sing. Stop it. I love myself enough to sing. Here we go. It's my favorite part. Oh, check. Oh, I missed it. I missed my cue. All right, Cynthia. You all up in my show. Let me fade this one in now. But I like Cynthia. CynthiaJames.net. Woo! Check your bank account and see if you put money in there. If you didn't put money in there, don't be surprised. There ain't no money. But we're talking about love today. That works too. Money is energy in action. My own natural energy yield. Money. What energy are you putting out there? Well, let me read a little bit about maybe where I go. I went off on a tangent about money there. Okay, everybody, let's just breathe and come back to the center. And that right in this moment, I declare and stand in a space that you will catch a new awareness for yourself, of yourself. Activate your inner power and be able to attract exactly what you desire in your life. All the joy, all the love, the peace, the love, and everything, all the good things that you've ever desired. So here we go. Mimi Williams has a passion for inspiring others to live the life of their dreams. She has studied universal laws and principles, psychology, and personal development for over 25 years with many well-known teachers in the human potential movement. She's a recognized inspirational speaker, certified hypnotherapist, intuitive coach, and master teacher who also facilitates seminars, workshops, and classes. Mimi's recorded meditation CD are highly sought after due to the positive life-changing results. It's all about intention. It's all about passion. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest, my friend, myself, Mimi Williams. Hello, Mimi.
Hello. How are you, Coach Eddie?
I am good. Look at all these people, all excited. You're in the house. I can't even come.
Well, I am excited to be in the house with you.
Yes. Welcome to the vlog.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You are having
so much fun on that show, and I think it's just amazing how you send out that fun energy to lighten others.
Thank you. I've just decided if it's not fun, why do it? You know?
Absolutely.
If I'm going to pour all this work into doing it, staying up late and waking up early, it's got to be fun. I ain't doing it. Okay, God, I'm not doing it. I just refuse.
I know.
God said,
they say those people who do everything right live longer. I said, maybe they don't live longer. It just seems like it.
I take it all.
Yeah. It's just so wonderful.
That's right.
To live a joyful, happy, peaceful, harmonious life. And that's what your teaching is all about. I know that.
Thank you. And of course, we are both in vibration alignment. You're a life transformational expert. And we want to support people who are not in a relationship to attract their soulmate. And maybe those who are in a relationship can't wait to get out. We'll help all of them too.
Yes. And even those who are in and want to stay in, we can help those too.
I thought, they're like, I'm good. But you're right. Thank you very much. I just read a little about you, and some of the listeners know about you, but I want to ask you this question. It's important to set the ground rules so we know where we're coming from. I want to ask you this simple question because it's so important before we get going. Who are you? Who is Mimi Williams?
Wow. Mimi Williams is unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And when I learned how to really do that, just love unconditionally, love others unconditionally, and that means all, right?
Mm-hmm.
A day, I believe that there's only one of us here.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
I should.
And when we get that peace and understand that peace, then the world becomes at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm about. Yeah. I grew up in a very traditional family, a day, and we were always involved in giving back and helping others. And so, you know, with that background, I just decided when I was 19 years old that I really wanted to make a meaningful impact on the lives of others. But at that time, of course, I didn't have any idea how I was going to do that. So I started reading motivational stuff and, you know, listening to people who really understood human potential. And over time, I actually realized that we create our lives with our thoughts and our actions. And I tell you, a day my world changed in unbelievable ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
then, yeah,
you know.
And ever since that time, I've just been on a mission, really, to share that message of love and overcoming fear and about the power within us to change our lives. You know, I just want to share that with everybody so that we can all live these happy and successful lives.
Indeed. I mean, once you catch a new awareness of self, of life, and recognize the power that is in us and the power that we are, you can't help but teach. I mean, we teach in many levels, but it's like it's so you catch on fire that you just want to share it, you know.
Yeah.
And we get to realize, and the thing about it is when we catch that new awareness, or should I even say when we wake up to the truth of who we are,
and discover,
And discover, it's just like, oh my God, life takes on a whole new meaning. You know, you talk about creating our thoughts, we're creating our life with our thoughts and feelings, and, you know, there are people who would say, well, I've been thinking good thoughts and positive thoughts, and my life still feels like a mess. You know, and this kind of thing is like, well, there's some cleaning out that needs to happen. And
yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, there are so many steps to that. You know, people think, okay, so the law of attraction, if I just think about it, I'm going to get it. But we have to look at the fact that if you're 30, 40, 50, whatever it is, you know, you've lived all of those years not understanding any of these principles. So now it's almost as if you have to go back into a childhood place and begin to eliminate a lot of the limiting beliefs that have kept you stuck. You know, you've got to do some work. Even though you think you understand that law, there's still a bit of work that you have to do in order to align yourself with those principles so that you can live it.
Yes, yes, yes. You dropped a lot of different things that just got me buzzing. I'm like, breathe. So let's start from the beginning, because, you know, there's this label called, you know, the people use, I'm looking for my soulmate. I don't know where he is in the world, where she is. I hope I can meet my soulmate. Let me ask you this. For you, what is your definition of a soulmate?
A soulmate, well, first, let me just say this. A lot of people think there's only one soulmate out there for you. And I've got to say that there are many. And
right.
It doesn't always have to do with a romantic situation. You know what I mean? There are many different soulmates. Now, of course, my work in this particular area is all about romantic relationships. But my overall work is about relationships, and the most important one is with self, because that is the one with God, right? And when that one is clear, when that one is working right, then all the rest of them just fall into place. But sometimes today you got to reach people where they are, and everybody wants love, right? And people think that it's romantic love. Yeah. So, you know, if we can help people to find that, have you ever noticed a woman in love? When a woman is in love, honey, and they know that they're truly loved, there's a sense of, confidence and this unstoppable spirit that you just can't touch. So if we can get them there, that's a good starting point to begin the process of uncovering, true self. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking a question about the soulmates. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to say, I mean, you can expand more, but I like the fact, I mean, that just, you know, there are people who believe in just one soulmate, and that's fine. It's, you know, if that's what you experience, so be. But for me, it's like, I'm going to bust your bubbles if you think, I just want to look, find my one soulmate. They come in so many forms. I mean, as big as this universe is, and what is possible, mm-hmm. we don't even know the mysteries of this universe. I mean, come on, one person? Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay, go ahead, drop down. Let's take it deep. Soulmate, how do you define it?
Well, you know, a soulmate is that person who allows you to be you while they are being who they are. There's some understanding. There's a feeling of, you know what, I have found home. And you can find that sometimes, you know, I remember the first time I went into a Unity church many, many, many years ago. I went into the library and all the books that were in this particular bookstore, they were at home in my library. But I had never visited a Unity church before. And I said to myself, oh, my God, and I felt like I was at home. So that way of thinking became a soulmate for me.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
And so sometimes you'll meet a person that you begin to feel that sense of home. You know, I am being my true self with this person.
Right.
You
know, that's when you talk about being with somebody and you can be yourself and they're being themselves, that is a reflection of unconditional love. Because
yes,
unconditional love is love without condition, you know.
Absolutely.
Being in a place and a space where you're allowed to express yourself, all your mess, all your message, all the great things about you and all the things that you're insecure about.
Uh-huh.
But that takes courage to be able to even – people have met people who can allow them to be in that space, but because they're – nervous, afraid, insecure about their own insecurities. They don't revenge, and they don't get to experience the love that they need. So I think let's go back a little bit, because there are people in a relationship and they're saying, I know this is my soulmate because everything in me is saying it's really what I'm going through. What about people saying, you know, okay, they're saying there's so many love mates. Yeah, I'm supposed to love mates. Yeah, I guess that could work too. I just made up a word. Love mates. But the thing is, how do we work on ourselves? You know, we're talking about today's theme, which is the title of your workshop, Use Your Inner Power to Attract. Your workshop is Use Your Inner Power to Attract the Man of Your Dreams. But the whole thing is, how do we get to that inner power? And what is this inner power anyway?
The first thing is to love yourself unconditionally. And most people are looking for this love on the outside of them. You understand? A lot of people are, let's say, in between relationships, and before they even spend time alone, they're out there looking for the next relationship. And I always say this, you remember that superhero years ago, I guess I'll tell my age, his name was Tarzan. And I always say he would jump from one tree to the next tree, one vine to the next vine. You understand? That's what people do in relationships. It's like they got to hold on to another person because that person who is you is not a person that you are totally and completely happy with. So the first step is to become totally and completely loving and accepting of you.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, Abay, and you know this, everything that we meet out there is just a mirror of ourselves anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Indeed. Yeah, so we're not loving, if you're not loving you, then what happens? You go out and you find somebody who can't love you.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I sort of hear this, and even as I write that down, and I really do get it, but there's something, what about if someone says, I mean, I totally love and completely love myself. I accept myself. I accept my flaws. I accept my life. It's not the best. It's not where I wanted to be. Or I got a good job. I live in a good neighborhood. You know, spiritually, I'm grounded. My spiritual practice, I never miss it. But somehow, I still can't find the right person.
Well, when that happens, what I have found is that it has something to do with some of the beliefs that have been instilled in us over time. You know, we start out as children, we learn our beliefs from those big people that are raising us, our parents, right?
Right.
We don't know how to believe stuff. We don't even know what that is. And so they sort of, you know, give us their belief system, and it works for us for a while because our parents want to protect us. But sometimes they come in with beliefs that are not even serving them. So how can they serve us? But we take them because, first of all, we're children. We don't know any better. At some point a day, we must get to a point, a stage in our lives where we begin to accept the fact that, okay, I am a person. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a child of these two parents anymore. I'm a person. So what is it that is working for me? That is the place, how can I say this? I think that's the thing that we've never really been taught. You know, in most cultures, there is a, like in a Jewish culture, they call it the bar mitzvah. You know, you're becoming a man now. Now they've got the bat mitzvah. You're becoming a woman.
Right.
And so you can cross over now from these ways of thinking into ways of thinking that you find that are working for you. But in our culture, we have never had anything like that. So we continue with those same beliefs, and we believe that they are words. And sometimes they're not. Beliefs are just sometimes decisions that we make.
That's right.
And they can
That's
be changed.
Right.
Yeah, they're just thoughts and ideas, and they can be changed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I really do get that. And we've got a question here, and I'm going to share that with you because it's kind of in alignment with where I am now, what we're talking about, the thoughts I'm thinking as well. So I'm going to read that. But listeners, the number is 347-426-3346 if you want to join in the conversation. If you're stuck and you need to set yourself free, 347-426-3346. Or post your questions, comments, thoughts on the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio fan page, like page, or the Life Conversations Radio fan page. We'll be happy to get to it. Or you can send us an email, ask@lifecoachade.com. Ask, A-S-K, at lifecoachade.com. We'll be happy to get to your questions. My guest is Mimi Williams. Her website address is mimiwilliams.com. Quite simple. M-I-M-I Williams, like the Serena, sisters. I mean, like the Williams sisters. MimiWilliams.com. So check out our website. And, yeah, we've got a question here. The question is, where is it? Push the wrong tab. Let's go here. Come on now, computer, work with me. I'm not going to paraphrase. I refuse. Okay, here we go. What does Mimi think is the greatest hindrance to women finding love right now?
Yeah. The greatest hindrance to finding love right now is the, I would say, misunderstanding and miseducation of what love really is in terms of that self-love, you know, because it's the first piece. I guess, you know, Ade, and I know you believe this, right? When we get to that point where we realize that we are many, yet we are one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so when I love me, I love you too.
Right.
So
right.
The first step is you've got to take care of that love for yourself. Develop a love relationship with yourself. I think that's the biggest hindrance is that people really don't love themselves. They say they do, but inside that deep, unconditional caring. Think about those things that you tell yourself when nobody else is listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, I'm so stupid. I'm so fat. You know, I'm so broke. I'm so all those things. And the more you say those things, the more what? You are those things. So we got to get to that.
And you know, when you talk about beliefs, because people say, well, you know, I love myself. Sometimes people even get attitude like, well, what do you mean? I don't love myself. I love myself. It's like, okay, can you let me experience the love that you have for yourself? Because right now I see something else. But there are people who would say, I love myself, or, you know, I've got everything. I've done my work, as I was saying earlier. But sometimes if you stay with them or listen to them long enough, you hear the judgment that they have about others.
about the relationship they want to be in. If it's a heterosexual relationship, you hear saying, oh, man or this, man or that. I know you've heard it all with your workshop, man or so-and-so, or men are losers, men don't want to do this. And same-sex relationship, I'm sure they've got their own judgment. Well, you don't want to just be with us. You know, we make up all these stories, even though we say we love ourselves. And you talked about the whole thing about, well, let me go here. Let me just keep it simple. What are the results of holding belief system about the people you want to be in a relationship with? If it's same sex, you say, well, you know, we just can't find the right, all the, they got all kinds of names, but I don't know which one's acceptable. So if it's same, I wouldn't even go out there because I don't know the names, but there are things I've heard off air. But when a woman says, I use that example because I'm an expert in that area. When a woman says men are dogs, or men don't want to do this, or females are gold digger, and females are this, what are the results of holding those kind of beliefs, even under the pretense that I love myself?
Well, the result is you will attract that kind of person to you because that's what you believe. That's what you believe. And whenever things come to us through the law of attraction, they can come. This is why people don't get what they want. They say, well, I've been seeing it and visualizing it and writing it down and all that kind of stuff. But it has to come through a filter that is your belief system. You see what I mean? It's like money. If you believe that you're worth $100,000 a year and no more, I don't care how hard you work. You could work like a $300,000 a year person. You will always find a way to sabotage or limit your earnings back to that $100,000 a year because that's what you believe you deserve. So in your heart of hearts, if you're saying that men are dogs, and that's one of the biggest that's one of the most popular statements that comes out sometimes in my workshops. We do this thing where we really go deep and discover what our belief system is about men. And so one of the questions is men are fill in the blanks. And I'm telling you, the word dogs come up like 100 times when they fill in the blanks. So if you believe that men are dogs, then how do you expect to find one that's not?
It leaves you in a place where if you're going to attract a man, if you believe men are dogs, you're going to attract a dog. So then you have in your mind. There's this protective mechanism that happens. You don't want to leave yourself too vulnerable because you already know men are dogs and they're going to sleep with the dogs. They're going to sleep around. So it's like we jam ourselves up. And, you know, it's for me, when I look at what's happening in the planet, the energy shift, and what's happening with the human consciousness, there is a shift happening. And I think we need to start redefining what relationship is, especially the romantic relationship, because that's what we're talking about here.
And
we know that soulmates come in so many disguise. But when we talk about redefining relationship, let me ask you this, because these are things that people struggle with mixing their spirituality with the idea of dating, the idea of sex, having sex on the first date. We're going to go deep, but I want to start with dating. Being able to take this spiritual awareness, the spiritual tools into dating, what kind of tips would you give to people who want to be in a relationship, they want to attract the soulmate, and they don't want to just be vulnerable in the sense that being, because when I say vulnerable, I have 2 minutes for vulnerability, but the vulnerable I'm talking about here, where they just think, okay, well, I'm just going to trust the universe because, you know, I have all these beliefs and I want to let them go. How can they incorporate the new awareness of themselves, the awareness of themselves as love in action into this idea about dating that's been going on and on for a long time? Because we have rules. You shouldn't do this on the first day. You shouldn't do that. You should, well, who pays for the meal? What advice would you give them?
Well, you know, when you have a few minutes ago you said about being judgmental. I believe that we all came here to learn a couple of things, and one of those things is unconditional love, and the other one is non-judgmentalism, and then the third one is internal fortitude, which is using your intuition, that inside thing that is always with you. When you learn to trust that, then you are trusting what? God, you're trusting the universe, And you don't have to worry about whether you're going to meet the wrong person or whether the person's going to use you if you're being vulnerable. You cannot attract that to you because there is no negativity in the universe. We make it negative, you understand, with our thoughts. So the first thing is to just get in touch with who you are, that positive energy that is on the inside of you, and then learn, and the way that we learn how to do it, we meditate. You know what I'm saying? We go into the silence. We learn to listen to the still, small voice. In my workshop, I even have a section where you sit there and I teach you how to ask questions of the universe about a person that you just met. So you can get the right and perfect answer and get on if it ain't the right one. You know, sometimes we spend too much time with people thinking, well, let me see, maybe this will work, maybe no, maybe it won't work. And you can know the answer immediately so you don't waste your time.
You're thinking, man, it's all language,
all relationships don't have to work.
That's right. And we can actually just stand, you know, put your hands on your heart and your solar plexus and just quietly ask the question and listen. But sometimes, I think sometimes we like drama. We like the excitement.
Oh, yeah.
We're addicted.
Some people are addicted to drama, you know?
That's right. I have drama, therefore I am.
Yes. But every relationship that we are in, you know, it always serves a definite purpose in our lives. It fulfills a need. For us, it fulfills a need, you know, for the other person. And what we want to do is look for the lesson. But see, freedom is very important, too. And as a culture, especially in America, and especially, and I know your audience is like, you know, multicultural and all that, but there is a certain segment of the culture that has not really realized that freedom to love, that freedom to be. Because it's all down in their energy centers that I am not free.
Right. The freedom to so-called marry outside of your race, whatever that means.
Yes.
The freedom to be with somebody different religion. The freedom to be with somebody who lives in a different neighborhood. We have all this BS that we make up in our consciousness. That stops us from experiencing what we say we want, you know?
Yeah. And we've got a lot of time to heal from that, but today, you see what you do as a life coach? I want to say this. You know, people, you have to learn that it is time now to invest in your personal development. You need a teacher. You need a coach. If your life is not working the way that you want it to work, why keep doing the same thing over and over and over? They call that insanity, they tell me, right? So if you know somebody that can help you, you've got to be able to budget and put some money in your budget for personal development. Use your intuition to find if that is the right teacher for you. And then go and learn these principles so that you can be done with this, live your happy life, and go out and help some other people to live their happy life. You understand?
I'm with you. I'm so with you. You know, we're going to take a break, and we come back with a segment we call Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then continue the conversation. When we come back, I want you to stay a little bit with the intuition thing, because it really makes a difference. When we learn to hear that inner voice, it never fails.
It never fails.
Even if your buddy said, ooh, it's been a long time, and I don't think this opportunity will come by again, but if you tune in to your intuition, intuition might say, not right now. Then you have a choice.
It works every time.
You have an opportunity to surrender to the body or to listen to the inner voice and say, oh, okay, I know I've been a little bit starved in this environment, but I'm going to listen to my intuition rather than later on people say, something told me. I knew I shouldn't have done it.
I know.
I feel so bad. Yes. So when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation after this segment, Celestial Moment. And listeners, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. My guest is Mimi Williams. Her website address is mimiwilliams.com. She's a life transformation expert. Just go to the website and all that color beaming at you. She's like, you catch that. You catch a Holy Ghost fire. Yes, the Holy Spirit, that is you. You get to see yourself. We're taking your call, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Our theme for the month is clear your throat. and love what is. Loving what is. And the theme, the topic for today is, what is it? Scroll up here. Come on now, work with me. I want to sound flow. I want to just be in the flow. There you go. Thank you. Use your inner power to attract your soulmate. What is that inner power? We already talked about it. It is your intuition. Your intuition, your inner knowledge, your inner insight, the wisdom, the part of you that knows all things, that lives in yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Because in that realm of intuition, there is no time and space. So it's your IGS, you know. Forget about GPS. You need an IGS. If you want to attract your soulmate, you need an IGS, internal guidance system. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. He'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ASK at LifeCoachAday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touchy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, touchy nut
bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar?
One.
Dad,
you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
That's right. It's really that simple. You can look at your life, and your life will reflect back to you what you need to augment, what you need to align, what you need to let go of, what you need to embrace, and it's all in your belief system. You are free to be free, but do you know that? Do you allow yourself to be free? 347-426-3346. We are talking relationships. Valentine's Day is coming around the corner, and some of us feel like we don't have anybody and feeling sad. Don't do it! Snap out of it. Oh, there's so many things you can do right now to make yourself be happy. Take some time to really understand the love. Take some time to invite people into your home on Valentine's Day if you don't want to be alone. Invite your sisters. Invite your friends who don't want to be alone and have yourself a good time. Do not let the appearance of somebody missing in your life bring you down. It is not necessary. Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm taking lots of notes from Mimi Williams, and you know what I really love about her message and the conversation that the both of you are having is that you're asking questions that some of us, you know, might want to ask, but we're too afraid, thinking we're supposed to have it all down by now if we're in our 30s and our 40s. So thank you for opening up the conversation and let us know that sometimes we don't know and we're going to need to take that time for personal development. I love that, Mimi. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love your voice.
Oh,
my
thank
God.
You.
Yes, it's tranquilizing.
I've never heard that before, but I'm going to write that down. I have tranquilizing powers. Okay,
yeah, and that's not bad. That's a very good thing, isn't it, today? Because
we live
in a universe that is tranquil. We live in a universe that is peaceful, harmonious, and all of that. But when we get out of that feeling, we're offering a lot of resistance, and so it's hard for us to really flow with all of the beauty and the joy and the happiness that is right here for us. Not the universe, it's us. So, tranquil voice.
Mimi is doing my celestial moment. I love it.
Here's a hint for you, Celeste. You know, today's topic is use your natural inner power to attract your soulmate. You got your answer. You want to attract your soulmate? Just keep talking.
work now. Okay, I'm doing a little trick today, Mimi. So, and I do like to gift my celestial moments, and everything that you've been saying is so in alignment with what's been coming through that I would like to honor you in this moment. So I am gifting you my celestial moment today. So I'm going to get right to it. I see all my family on the phone lines and in the chat room. I'm hungry, Tracy. Give me a smoothie. All right, let's get to it. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day is 1, but we are going to tap into the energy of the number 19, because when you add 19, you get 10, and when you add 10, you get 1, which means you have the power through your choices and decisions to live your best life. The ancients call the number 19 the number of surrender, for your life needs to link up with the universal life. The number 19 is an endurance vibration. It brings everything into focus, winds up old accounts, and starts off anew. The 19th card in tarot is the sun, and it represents rebirth and the emergence of the butterfly out of the cocoon. The 19th letter in the alphabet is S, and words like satisfaction, simplicity, and serene connect us to the energy of 19. Now, the 19th animal of the medicine cards is the buffalo, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Buffalo, you bring us the gift of life. Hear our prayers, smoke rising like phoenix. We are reborn within the sacred words. The gift of the buffalo is prayer and abundance. Living a life with the fullness of appreciation provides more gifts for recognizing and receiving blessings as you are walking the earth. Awareness blooms with your deep connections with the universe, and you can embrace the depth of beauty all around you. You can see it, feel it, hear it, smell it, and taste it. You become one with the one by bringing your light to the dark spaces, and then you are exercising buffalo power. It will rise up in you. Feel the glow as you radiate from inside out with an inner power no one can take away without your permission. You are moving with solar power as you become an ambassador of light. Honor your path and the path of your brothers and sisters with gratitude, and you will tap into your natural inner power to attract and not repel the gift of love, which is and has always been you. All is well, and that's the story of 19 through the buffalo and medicine cards. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes,
I am the one. I got the power to change my circumstances.
That
thank you,
beautiful.
My sister.
Yes,
my pleasure. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Yes, Celeste will be back tomorrow around 1. But I need to just stop trying to do Celeste's voice and just stick to mine.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I know, right? Well, the morning I wake up and I open my mouth and I sound like, ah, I might scare my own self. Like, what just happened? Okay, all right, let's just redo, do over like you did yesterday, Celeste. Yes, yes, yes. Mimi. Welcome back, even though you didn't go nowhere, Radio Talk.
Thank you. I went into a meditative moment. That was beautiful. That was absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
She has a way of weaving it all together. I call her the Spider Woman. She's a wonderful co-producer and make my job very easy. You know, she make me sound better than Oprah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Calm down, life coach. Don't push your luck now. Okay. But anyway, back on track. I like to laugh. You know, I gotta take life. See, just take it too serious. So here's a little laughter here, and I want to hear your thoughts on this, maybe. So we had someone in the chat room asking a question that I didn't quite understand, and they said they're gone now. I think they said a lot of people are in and out of relationships and don't know what they want. Why not just settle down? Why not settle for a good church lady?
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what is that?
I love your response.
What is that? Why not? Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's all about you. It really is. It's all about you. And you are that mirror. So, you know, it's just, well, we're talking about growth and we're talking about intuition. We're talking about a whole lot of things. But knowing what you want, and I'm sure that must be a guy who said that to settle down with the church lady, knowing what you want is extremely important. You know?
Yeah.
It is important. It is very important to know what you want. And when you put out for what you want, you will get it. That's why people are getting so much stuff that they don't want right now, because they're putting out for what they don't want, right?
Right. You know, before the break, I was talking about, you know, how we have to rethink relationship. And that's part of the problem, I think. And people can disagree with me, that's fine, because you don't even have to take, you don't have to believe anything I say. I think part of the problem is we have this belief system that we must find one person and be with them for the rest of our life. BS. No. Relationship, we experience. I mean, I don't know your thoughts on this, Mimi, but I feel like it's okay to experiment. Sometimes we put it under the title of dating. It's okay to just kind of find out, what is triggered in a relationship. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to even know what we believe, because the beliefs that we have, they're just waiting for the perfect moment to rear their head and say, hey, here I am.
Exactly.
Sometimes we think we have to fit ourselves inside a box. What do you think about rethinking relationship and even experimenting, and whatever that means to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everything in our life, we came here to learn, right? And every relationship teaches us something. And when, let me just give you an example, and I'll expound on what it is that you're saying. Most times when we enter into a relationship, and especially with women, you know, we meet somebody and we say, oh, they like us. Okay, so we're going to be together. You know what I mean? So you haven't even decided, do you like them? I mean, do you like the color socks? No, they like us. And so we settle into that relationship, not even thinking about all of the other dynamics, you know, that go along with that. So let's say you do settle for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, however long. While you are there, what you are looking for are the lessons that this person came into your life to teach you.
Yes.
Don't you think that's true? And sometimes when the lesson is over, I've been married twice and divorced twice before I was 35 years old. And I said, you know, in my family, I mean, these guys, they married 50 and 60 years and stuff. And so they said I was crazy because I have two wonderful husbands, in terms of who they were. But when I got the lesson from that relationship, I knew it was just time for me to move on. There was something inside of me saying, yeah, it is time. And there was nothing wrong with that, guys. When the Bible said, till death do us part, sometimes death is not always being buried in the ground. I know a lot of people that are 35 years old and they're dead. They just have, they don't bury them until they get 85. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up. Now I feel free range to go to turn up. I'm going to go with it. No, because, you know, as you were talking, I'm thinking about that. Because, you know, oh, gosh. Okay, take a breath. There's this idea that if people have been together for 60, 70 years, we applaud them. It's, oh, yeah, we celebrate you. Yes, they're worth celebrating. But sometimes if we make time to sit with them and hear their story, we may want to say, oh, I'm not celebrating you anymore. But we got to understand that if you were in a relationship for 1 year, 1 day, for your whole life, all of it is worth celebrating. I mean,
absolutely.
What is important to being in a so-called love relationship and you feel like all you're going through, you feel like you're in prison.
In pain
and living in different rooms. And you come out looking.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things I've seen. Iyanla fixed my life. And there was a show she did. There was this preacher who had an affair with up to about 20 women, and him and his wife were living in the same roof, but not in the same room. But the wife, in order to put on appearance, would show up with the preacher, the husband, on Sunday to church to wear the hat. But inside, they were divided. But for me, I feel like the redefinition of what relationship means needs to start with us and ask ourselves some real honest questions. That just because we're divorced or not, it doesn't mean anything other than the meaning we give it.
Yeah.
So
it's all about learning and learning our lessons. Now, you know what? Some people can stay in a relationship and learn what it is that they both need to learn, and then they end up being happily married for 50 years because they got the lesson. But some people don't. And when that happens, just move on because there may be somebody else that has some lessons for you. And it doesn't even matter. You know, what you said earlier, Ade, in our universe there's really no time and space. We're living in all these parallel realities, right? And so when we get to that point where we understand, I never use a watch, you know. When I wake up, when I go to sleep at night, I say I want to wake up at 7:30. When I wake up and look at my clock, it's 7:30. Because, you understand, because I have ordained that, I want to wake up at 7:30. So there really is no time and space in our universe. So when we look at somebody that's been together 60 years, you know, in their minds, it could feel like 180 years if it's painful and hurtful. Mm-hmm. Or it could feel like a day if they're happy and in love.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's certain points that we just have to get to. But again, when you start with that within piece, and that's where it all starts today. That's where it starts. Yeah.
Let's talk about this, and then I want to move to intuition and then the blending of sex and spirituality. But let's start here first. What's your thought on being single? Because as a society now, we look at there's this general agreement, if you will, that, you know, people tend to carry themselves. They're single, that there's something wrong with them, that there's something lacking, or they feel they have to be defensive. Well, yeah, I'm single, but what do I need a man for? What do I need a woman for? I got everything I need. It's like, whoa, calm down, chill out.
Yeah,
with that kind of behavior, it's a good thing you're single. But anyway, what are your thoughts on being single?
Well, you know, I think all of it is good. When we learn that all is good, everything is good about us, then whatever you're doing, if single is good for you right now, you know, I tell people all the time, I can't think of anybody I enjoy their company more than my own right now. You know what I mean? So, I enjoy my company so much, but I enjoy others too, you see? And so there is nothing wrong with being single if that's what you choose to be. But when you are single, enjoy being single. Be where you are. Don't be out there thinking that, okay, I got to go and do this because I'm single. I got to find somebody so I can not be single. So then you're not even enjoying the moment. There may be something in that single moment that you need to learn about you that will enhance the next relationship that you get into. We don't get there because we're too busy not being where we really are.
Say that again. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, what about people who are in a relationship? Things are kind of all right, but it's just kind of, you know, it's like the flame is smoldering. And they you know, both
both of them, both partners, kind of feel like, yeah, we want to be together, but they can't seem to bring the excitement, you know, and they're just hoping something will shift. It could be the man or the woman and the woman, or man and man, but somebody in the relationship is wanting it to be so much more, to be adventurous, to be able to really feel the spirit, the passion, but they feel stuck. What would you share with them?
I guess you say, well, Mimi, all of your answers are the same. And they really are. They really are, because it just goes back to self, right? If you're in a relationship with somebody and there's so much about that person that you want to change, you know what you're saying to that person? You're not good enough the way you are, you know, and I need to change you. And that's a form of rejection. So think about that. Would you want somebody to do that to you? So we just love people where they are. I guarantee you the change begins just then. Because whatever the question is, love is the answer, right? And you can affect, you can affect that change without telling the person they need to change.
It will just
happen automatically. Let me tell you a story. This is so funny. About one of my workshops, this young lady has come to at least three of the workshops. And so she's, like, you know, cleaning out, getting rid of all the limiting beliefs and learning who she really is and all of that. And so she called me one day and she said, Mimi, I have somebody that I want you to see. And it was an old boyfriend. Well, he came to see me as a client, and he said, Mimi, I don't know what you have done. This girl has been seeing me now for about a year. And he said, I don't know what is going on with her, but when I was with her before, it was almost like this dark cloud was always around me. He said, I'm with her now, and this there's so much lightness, and it's the same identical woman, right? Do you know they are back together? They are planning to get married. They are so happy. Why? Because she changed herself, not him. You understand? And he's changing now as a result of her making the changes in her life that work for her. So we don't have to go change the other person. Just change you.
Yeah, that's it's just that simple. Sometimes not.
Yeah.
But, you know, but the interesting thing, and then we're going to take a call in a few seconds. The interesting thing is we sometimes put so much time into trying to change others, and we understand how difficult it is for us to change. You know, I know I'm working on it, but we want to go out of our way to change other people. It's just not going to work. It's got to be the change you want to see. And we've got Tanya on the line, on the line, on the phone line. She said, through grief, I started to see what my marriage was about. Hey, Tanya, how are you doing?
Hiya, Day. How are you?
Wonderful. Say hello to Mimi Williams.
I'm about to. Hi, Miss Mimi. How are you?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to roll my neck. Who are you talking to? I'm about to give me some chance. Sister, can we all get along? I'm hugging you right now.
You know I love you. It's because of you that I surrendered and I realized I needed to surrender, that my next husband, I know that I'm going to be from his rib.
Gosh. Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
I was trying to write something.
I'll
put the pen down.
I was sitting up here. I wasn't going to hit one. And Miss Mimi, she says, oh, I've been married twice. I had good husbands. And that's the way I feel about my husband. We've been together 20 years. And when my mom passed, I just dropped. And it was a lot of things that out of my grief I saw that I merged. It wasn't a bad merge. It just took its course. Mm-hmm. And the season was there. I had been with my husband since I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lot of things. I don't blame him. Like, I don't blame him for anything because...
That's right. Very good.
The reason I don't blame him is I saw that I gave him someone that I really didn't know. I didn't know myself. So a lot of times, like when you just said the story you just told about the young lady and the man getting back together, a lot of times we can't hold other people responsible because we do them an injustice too, because we're not really giving them
the real us. Absolutely. Absolutely. That is so profound, honey. You can just go and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is what we call an aha moment. That's an aha moment, right?
Oh, I love him. Like I tell him, I still love you. Because love is unconditional. And what people don't understand, like you said, and Ajay says it all the time, you have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, all you're going to attract is the misguided part in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to attract.
Very true.
And
so did you
me
have
and this man,
like,
next
love?
Hold on, Toya.
Did you have a question about your next love?
Do what?
I said, did you have a question about your next love?
Well, no, I don't know if I have a question. Sometimes I feel I just surrendered to myself maybe like about 2 years ago. And I've been out on dates. And my whole thing is just, I guess once you get to learn yourself, you don't have to say, oh, this is the guy for me or this is my soulmate. It's been something in that conversation that just don't fit right with me.
That's right. Oh, my God. You got it, baby.
Oh,
you got it.
Oh, my God. When you,
when you
love yourself, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm
you
like,
have boundaries.
Hold on, yeah. I know I feel you're passionate, but hold on. Mimi's responding. Go ahead, Mimi.
Yeah. Once you really learn to love yourself, now you can teach another person how to love you. You
That's
see?
Right.
So you set up situations that you will not accept. But when you don't love yourself, sometimes you just kind of accept anything, whatever comes along, fine. I hear married people say all the time, oh, honey, I just go along to get along. Well, I'm not going along to get along. You know,
me either.
I mean, this get along is going to be for real because you deserve it. But most people are feeling undeserving, and so they just take, whatever comes. And so you're at a place now where you will attract your right and perfect partner for you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Tanya. I want to pick up from what Tanya just shared with her. Thank you, Tanya, what she brought up, that whole thing. She said when you talk to somebody and you kind of just feel it. Let's talk about intuition. Let's go deep. How do we develop the intuitive gift? I mean, it's already there. How do we harness it so that, people can use that if they want, whatever they want to do. It's not just about attracting soulmate, but how can we develop the intuitive abilities to be able to get the answers that we need?
Well, I have, it's a process. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I have an affirmation that I tell people to start with because the only time you've got to be able to still your mind, your body, and your emotions in order to develop this spiritual gift that is already on the inside of you. And so I give everybody this affirmation. It's so important. If you say it over and over and over, you will see your life changing in so many different ways. And it's simple. I am cool, calm, confident, and collected. Just say that all day. We call that auto-suggestion. So you're suggesting to yourself, even if you're not cool and calm, that you are. And so if you do that enough, 21 days probably will change it. You will become that. So now you can respond to situations from a position of power as opposed to reacting to situations from a position of, weakness or, victimhood and that kind of thing. Now, when you are able to calm that spirit, calm that mind, a lot of the things that you hear already will come to you in a way that you know that word is for you and that your intuition is talking to you. But most times we're not quiet enough to hear it,
Yes, yes.
So you're driving
down
the street and something says, don't run the red light. Okay, so you don't run the red light. And then you figure out, you get over there on the other side and you see that there was a bad accident or something else happened. You see what I mean? And that guidance was coming in to really protect you.
Yes.
But most times when we're moving around so fast, we can't hear the guidance. So we go and do the things that that is not from the inner voice. And that's when we begin to attract the drama and the challenges.
Yeah.
And we don't have to have them. Some people live every day and they don't have problems. They don't have anything going on. People say, well, I don't know where they are. I know where they are. They're in a different reality.
I know, that's right. Different vibrations. Your loved ones are there.
Yeah. They're upstairs, so, and they don't come downstairs. They're just upstairs in the clouds enjoying life. And then they're looking at these other people saying, boy, I want to tell them what they can do to eliminate all of that, but they don't even stay still long enough to listen. So that's the first thing, yeah. You've got to be able to get quiet and calm enough so that you can listen. We all have different ways that we hear. Some of us hear through our ears, which is called clairaudience. Some of us see things, which is called clairvoyance, right? And some of us feel things, which is clairsentient. And a lot of people are there. They feel these things right in the pit of their stomach. You ever felt like you meet somebody and all of a sudden you get this feeling that you just broke down in a bad, your car just broke down in the wrong neighborhood? You know? You're looking at a person and you're standing in that person's energy. And all of a sudden you get this feeling that your car just broke down in the wrong neighborhood. That's not a good feeling, is it? It's not a good feeling. So what does that mean? Get away from that person. That's not a good person for you to be in. It's not that it's a bad person, but it's just not for you to be in the energy of that person at that time. Because your feelings will always tell you. That's your guidance system, yeah.
Pay attention. And talk about listening. We want to welcome and thank all our listeners. Cheryl is in the house. Inspirational Living. Zoe, Tracy. Silent listeners, disguised guests, Alicia is in the house. Tam Tam is in the house. Oh, other people on the phone lines, and those of you listening to the archive, thank you for listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We are here to empower you and inspire you to listen to the inner voice, because that's the voice that's going to make a difference. The number is 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Mimi, you talked about intuition. One of the things that came up for me is, because people don't spend time to be still, to slow down, they miss the cue, as you shared. Don't run that red light. And when the voice comes, it's so subtle, so quiet, that we miss it. We say, I'm already late. I got to run this light. So now, so the inner voice comes to run that light. I'm late. I got to get there quick. Or if something happens, with Valentine's Day is coming around the corner, somebody may meet another person and think, oh, he looks kind of fine. She looks fine. And then they're thinking, well, Valentine's around the corner. Maybe we can just laugh. Maybe I have a party that I'm going to. Now, they may get that internal guidance system to say, maybe not. But the truth is, we don't spend enough time to listen to it. Or we think what we know intellectually far more outweighs what we're receiving. And as you said, it takes work and it takes discipline. And I like the affirmation. What is it? It's cool, calm, confident, and collected, right?
Yeah. Cool, calm, confident, and collected. Mm-hmm. And that will begin to just slow your mind down. And when your mind slows down, then your body slows down. Your emotions slow down. You begin to learn how to control those emotions. And it's all a process. But I'm telling you, if you get into it, give yourself a year. You know, and I always say, it takes about that amount of time to just transform your entire energy into that being that can live the life of your dreams if you just accept it. And you need help because we've learned stuff one way. It's like if somebody told me I had to go to Europe right now and drive on the wrong side of the street, on the wrong side of the car for me. You know, it would take me a while to get that. Yeah. So this new way of thinking is like you're driving, with the steering wheel on the other side of the car. So it takes a minute to get it, but if you make the decision that you want it, that's the first thing. You have the desire that you want it, that's the second thing. It's there.
Yes, and you got to really work with your mind, because as you say that, I'm from Nigeria. I was born in England, so I've lived in England. I've lived in Nigeria, and I live here now. But there were times when I used to go back and forth between here and England, and there are times when I pull into what we call a petrol station, a gas station. I get some gas, and as soon as I pay for it, try and get in my car, I would go
to
the opposite side. And then I'm like, no, I'm not in Atlanta. And here's what's even more funny about it. in my own head, I'm thinking people are looking at me and laughing at me. And I'm like, dude, nobody even knows what you're doing. It's only
they
in your head.
They don't care. So, yeah, but you know, we have these grooves in our brain that keep us doing some of the same things over and over and over. It's called our comfort zone, you know. And so we continue to do those things over and over. So when you want to make a change, you have to realize that there will be some effort in making that change. But once you make it, your life becomes effortless because now you're just in the flow and you just enjoy. You know, when people say, oh, I feel so good, and they breathe, you know that they really feel good. But most times when you ask people, how are you? Oh, I'm great. But, I mean, that doesn't sound like it. You know? Yeah.
I got two questions I want to ask you. One is about sex and spirituality, but I want to ask you this. You know, this idea of soulmate. I don't want to use the word that popped in my head, but I'm going to try it differently. What do you say to somebody? Okay, that's a better way to ask it, because I was going to say, is it possible? Anything is possible. What would you say to somebody and say, Mimi, you know, I've attended your workshop. I attracted the right mate. We're having a great time, but my partner cheated on me. They're my soulmate. It's not supposed to happen, and I really think I should leave them, even though they're my soulmate. So I'm kind of, I don't know what to do. They're my soulmate. If I let them go, then what would you say to them? Let me not give too much away. What would you say?
Well, you know, none of us have crossed over yet. We're all here still on this earth, right? And we didn't leave on December the 21st. So we are all still growing and learning.
Right.
And when you learn to love someone unconditionally, people do make mistakes. But when you learn how to really use that intuition, you can tell if this partner is a cheater or if this partner is at a moment, a weak moment. You know what I mean? And they say, well, you can't have a weak. We're still human. Mm-hmm. People have weak moments. The more you learn and grow, the less weak moments you will have. But if you haven't gotten to that point yet, you may have a weak moment. And so since you're not the judge and the jury that we think we are, you know, sometimes there may be something that you need to learn from that little indiscretion that your partner had.
Yes.
But if you think it's a sin and he's getting ready to go to hell and you're going to hell because you stay with him, then you got to leave him. Because you could already send yourself to hell because that's
right.
What you believe.
No, that's right.
You know, but if you believe that you can work together and come to some type of agreement that, you know what, I don't even know why I did that, but let's try to work on what maybe caused me to even think that I wanted to go out and do something like that. It could be you. I mean, you know, you can't make a person do that, but, yeah, there's some things that we do sometimes where a person just run out of the house and say, oh, my God, let me get away from this.
I need a hug from somebody else, you know, because my hug tank is a bit low. Yesterday on Oprah's network, they had on the life class, they had Dr. Gary Chapman, the author of The Five Love Languages. And,
yeah,
you know, people were talking about how that changed their relationship because they learned each other's love language or love languages to be able to make it work. And we this idea, sometimes we have this fantasy about when we find our soulmate, we can just sit on our behind and just life will unfold naturally and blissful. But you must be willing to do the work. Now, before we release, I want to ask you this. Sex and sexuality, or sex and spirituality, I mean, you know, there's so much confusion about sex because of what we grew up with, how society sees it, and if you're spiritual, you shouldn't, well, some people believe if you're spiritual, you shouldn't sleep with somebody until you're married to them, or if you're spiritual, you know, there's all this conversation out there from teachers like ourselves, from people who are just teaching what they read but have an experience, for everybody just having their two cents to add to it. How can we incorporate our spiritual practice into this beautiful expression called sex? Because we live in society sometimes where we've demonized sex and we're almost afraid of it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Some people should be afraid of it because it's a very, very powerful experience.
That's right.
It's a very powerful, energetic experience. And when you are in that close intimacy with another person, you are melding and meshing your energy with that person's energy. And so if you have not come into your own, and you still have all of these weaknesses and maybe sometimes tears in your own energetic system, you can have sex with somebody who has some problems, and then you end up even having more problems because you really are making those energetic exchanges with the person, not just physical, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Spiritual, mental, emotional. And back to the same thing. My same answer is always the same. Check yourself. Love yourself. Get in touch with that inner power that is on the inside of you, which is your creator, right? And then you will know that, well, this sexual experience is the one that I should have. This one is not the one that I should have. You understand what I'm saying? It's not right or wrong. There's no right or wrong in this thing. It is what is right for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
I'm with you. I am with you. I'm nodding my head over here like you're in front of me. I'm like, I totally agree. I mean, it's
an
exchange.
People take exception to it. I don't want to cut you off, but I need to finish this up because people do take exception to it when they look at this from a religious connotation. But when you understand that there is only one God, there is no negativity whatsoever in that God, in that spirit, then you are an individualization of that spirit, then you don't really have to worry about your choices. You don't even choose to do a wrong, what you call wrong, because you can't. You can't. You follow what I'm saying? And so then the world becomes right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, I'm like, oh, get excited. Hey, I have to mute myself because I'm going, Hey, preach, Sister Mimi, preach.
It takes a moment to get there. It takes a moment to get there, don't you think?
It takes a moment.
You
got to
clean out the old, put in the new, and don't be afraid, don't be ashamed that you've reached 35 years old and you've been studying and you know this, and you're trying to tell me something different. Well, you know, at one time they thought the earth wasn't round. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They thought the earth was a square or a brick, whatever they thought it was. Things change and beliefs change, but the truth is always the truth.
The truth always the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth, Ruth.
That's cute. I like that. Oh, you are so awesome today. You are awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, before we release you, see, I don't want to let you go, but, you know, we got to honor your space and your time. And, you know, there's always more. There's always more.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to share with our listeners? I know you have a workshop coming up in Atlanta. Anything you want to share with our listeners or, you know, something that I haven't asked you, whatever you want to share with them.
Yeah, I'd like to share this, guys. I am a spiritual teacher, and I'd love for you to go to my website. It's MimiWilliams.com, and there are some free resources there. You can download free ebooks. There are some meditations there. And also the workshop that I am doing on the 23rd of February, it's 10 a.m. in the morning, and it is we call it a soulmate relationship workshop, where you will come in and learn how to release a lot of the baggage that has kept you from being in good relationships. And there will be, this one is for women, okay, but there will be men there on a panel who will answer your deepest questions about what men really want in a relationship. They will share with you how much they really love you unconditionally. And they will share with you how you can get that love from them, because women, you have so much power. So go to the website. The workshop is from 10 a.m. until 1:30 on February 23rd. It's in Atlanta at 1095 Zona Light Road, which is near the Emory University Complex. Very easy location to get to. And I would love to see all of you there, whether you're in a relationship and you want to improve it, or whether you want to learn how to use that inner power that you have to attract a good relationship for yourself.
What a wonderful makeup. You know, you say it's just for women, just come over there and work your stuff out, and you have men on the panel to answer questions. Ooh, I bet you've got stories of people who are hooked up after the workshop.
I've got three couples getting ready to get married, and I'm a minister, and I'll probably marry them as a result of the workshop. And then I have ladies that are actually dating different guys because they still have lessons to learn. They're not ready to get married. So, you see, it's all about where you are.
That's right. And the universe will, if you will, draw you, bring you into the perfect environment to meet the person who is right in line, who is in alignment with your vibration to make it happen, no matter what it
looks
like.
Absolutely. Oh, this
Amy
is so great.
Yes, yes. I've had so much fun with you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You are very welcome.
And
give my love.
Doing the work and getting the message out there, because you know it's all changing and you see it every day, don't you? Isn't it getting better?
Of course. Oh, it's getting better.
It's
changing. I'm seeing it in my own life. It's like, okay, that way of thinking is not working anymore. I got to change it. Yes, I am so with you. Give my love to Sanquinetta and your daughter-in-law, and thank you for me for connecting us. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. Oof, you can get your groove on when you know who you is. Hey, don't listen to what the world is telling you, only to trigger you and see what works for you. And even the show, listen to what resonates with you. Whatever you believe is really up to you at the end of the day. It's really up to you at the end of the day, because you can hear the truth that will set you free and you still keep doing things that keep you in bondage. Or you can hear something that sounds like, that's bondage for me, but I'm going to do it my way. The truth is, what we're here to do is inspire thoughts, trigger you to ask yourself real questions, deep questions, to surrender, to look at life differently, to look at what it means, what's the meaning of a soulmate for you. Do you believe there's only one, and you're praying to God or to whoever or whatever to help you connect with that one? Well, soulmates come in many expressions. Sometimes they're at your job. Sometimes they're at their job and they're just pissing you off. That's right. How can a soulmate piss me off? Because they're helping you break open to love. So you learn to be, to express that unconditional love that you are. You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, life is full of all kinds of mysteries. And no matter how much you know, there's so much more that you don't know. And relationship is about exploring. But what I will say, what I want you to listen to, take, just sit with it and see if it works for you, to understand that any kind of relationship, especially romantic relationship, everything that Mimi said, is to look at it and say, you know, when you come together with somebody, it's really about helping each other be better. Better meaning expressing your greater yet to be. Sometimes the relationship will help you, perfect your spiritual understanding. Man, individually, we are all Buddha and Jesus and all the great teachers. Individually, in our world, oh my God, we can walk on water. But can you walk on water when you have somebody else in your vibration, when you have somebody else around you, when family members are telling you, you can't do it, you can't do it, can you walk on water? That's how you know what you know. You know, it's really that simple, but not always easy. It takes work, it takes commitment, and it takes being gentle with yourself. And so wherever you are today, in a relationship or not, love yourself. Sounds so simple. It sounds like, I know about that love. Some people say, well, love don't pay no rent. What? You need to go back to love 101. Love is what pays the rent, because love is all there is. And until you understand that love is what pays the rent, pays the bills, pay you all the stuff, because life, you know, you have a choice. Life is energy. It's energy, and what you're vibrating is what gets you in sync. So when you're in alignment, when you're feeling yourself, you know, when the rent is due and you don't have it, but you still have 5 days and you're praying, but you find a way to love yourself and you don't judge yourself for not having the money for the rent, for the bill or whatever it is you want to pay. And somehow someone said, I don't know why I'm thinking about you. How are you doing? The Lord placed on my heart to give you some money or something. Ooh, love will pay your rent, your bill, and love will hook you up in the bedroom. You get to have a whole different kind of sexual experience. But if you're having sexual experience based on what you believe, what you learn from others, and you're saying this is the way it should be, good luck with that. It's a whole new way of looking at relationship, and you get to redefine it for yourself. Mimi shared earlier, you are one with the one consciousness, pure,
love. You are one with the one. And God, if you believe in a God that judges you, that punishes you, I just beg you right now, get yourself another God. That's right. Go get you another God. Change your definition. Find another name, because God is love, and love is action. Love is freedom. And if you're not feeling free by yourself, you need to open yourself up to love. If you're in a relationship and you're not feeling free, you need to open yourself to love. Love is always the answer, no matter the question. Now, you've got to decide and ask yourself, what is the meaning of love? What's the meaning? What's the meaning of love? What song is that? It's a rap song, isn't it? Is that Nas? No, it's not. I don't know. But anyway, it's almost time to wrap up the show. Woo! Excitement. Yeah, we're going to have a love conversation this week. Valentine's Day is coming. Let me see if I can find you guys some virtual roses and virtual chocolate for those of you who are not in Atlanta. Celeste, you're a mess. Oh, I'm not even going to repeat that. But anyway, I'm going to find your virtual rose, virtual chocolate. And for the brothers, I ain't got nothing for you but love. That's all I got for you. But for the sisters, I'll send you virtual chocolate, virtual roses, and whatever you want. No, maybe not. Maybe not whatever you want. No, you can ask for whatever you want from me, but I'm going to let my internal guidance system guide me. I'm going to let my intuition guide me what I'm going to give to you, share with you. You can ask for whatever you want. But anyway, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And tomorrow I have a brother joining me. We're going to talk about love, relationship from a brother's perspective. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Life is good. It's getting better. What do you have to offer? What do you have to give? What do you have to let go of? Sometimes you're holding up to too much stuff. You have a gift. You have something to help you be so passionate that you fall in love with yourself, that people will be lining up. They'll be doing speed dating or speed whatever to get to you. Sometimes we think if we're in a relationship is when we can find out what we're passionate about. And for some people, relationship is their passion. But listen to your IGS, your internal guidance system. Be love. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow yourself to be loved. Be loved, beloved. You are the love you're looking for. You know? And, through the laughter, through the truth that we're sharing, I really just want to say to you, be gentle with yourself. Life is not for wimps. And if you're still alive today, yeah, pat yourself on the back. If there's stuff you're holding on to, let it go. If you need help, reach out. It's in your hands. Your hand, yeah. Your life is in your hand. It's time to release the show. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com. And we don't do shout-outs, but if we did, we send a shout-out to the Within Radio listeners. But we don't do shout-outs. So Within Radio listeners, we love you. We wouldn't do a shout-out, but we don't. But here's Ricky Byers. She said, no matter what you do, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, always, 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 always trust love. Wow. Ricky, tell him.
Trust love.
Ooh, yes. Trust love. I love you. More than words. And I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for sharing yourself, your energy, your vibration with me. We co-produced this show together, you know. So everything that you're hearing, that you're feeling, we are all creating it together. But more importantly, trust love. And if nobody gives you a rose or chocolate or whatever you want, you know, there's so many ways to to pleasure yourself. Yes, go ahead and have yourself a party. But as you do it, trust love. Ricky Byers Beckwith, RickyBB.com. I'm out of here.
Trust God. That love is everywhere. That we are here to be the perfect givers of love and receivers.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.